girl. We're having a good time today already.
Well, of course, you know, in part, they didn't show up because of this World Series.
Yeah, thing. Because of the World Series.
And I just wasn't even aware of that until I looked up and it wasn't on. And that's okay, you know. Yeah. Hopefully that's over soon.
But you know that the World Series ran into a problem. One of the games, the power went out.
Oh, yes. You're... That's right. I heard about that. Did right. Did you have to stop playing the game?
No. Oh,
so what, you just sitting there waiting?
It was just, they switched to Fox International to their feed, their game feed. The power went out for American Fox TV.
How long was it out for?
Oh, it went out two times. It was out for a while.
Wow. Thank God I'm a bandwagon fan and our local team is not there. So I wouldn't know. But wow, that's... Well, anyway, so we didn't get to watch Empire, but I do like the previews they showed of the last episode of Empire with poor little Hakeem getting kidnapped.
He was kicking.
Now, there was a poll going around, and everybody said that Lucius, they believe, the majority of people thinks that he's responsible for.
Lucius kidnapped Hakeem. He's gonna.
You think that's true?
Who knows? I don't put anything past Lucifer.
He is kind of dirty, so.
I put nothing past Lucifer. Okay, so like.
Oh, Lucifer.
I got one of my tweets favorited by a cast member. She plays Rosa Diaz on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. A cast member from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, because they took a photo, a few of them, with a missing Hakeem Lion poster.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Saying that they were on the case. And I was like, oh God, two of my favorite shows.
Wow, Don, that's great.
I can see a crossover episode right now. I think the tweet was something about Cookie to Jake Peralta, the main detective.
Really? Okay.
Boy, you stupid. Because that's what you were going to say. Because they're total comedy and she's comedy. It was really awesome that I got favorited by her name
that's
is Stephanie Beatriz.
Yes, I love that.
Yes, loving
well,
that.
Well, anyway, since we can't do a lot of in-part discussion because of this World Series thing, which
we
hopefully
just
will end soon.
We just...
Can it go into next week? I don't know how this works.
Yes, Tyrell.
Oh, God, I'm a bandwagon fan. I'm clueless.
It's the best of seven.
And we are on?
Three.
Okay. Oh, Lord. Hopefully they can sweep this. Or is it...
Is it tied up, or what is it?
I don't know.
It doesn't even matter. You're not the only one bored. From what I understand, the ratings just aren't what they would hope. Fox is going to get enough of interrupting my regularly scheduled program.
Well, hopefully Empire can pull people back. I'd be a little concerned. Well, no, Scandal. Yeah. I know you did not get to catch
it. I did not, because Baby Girl killed it off the DVR.
Her little one, who's very smart,
she had to go to her
knows
room
how
for that.
To delete things on the DVR.
She had to make room for Pickle and Peanut.
Oh my God. She's only what?
She's seven.
Oh, wow. Technology savvy already. But anyway, so Scandal was, I will say I was very bored. The best part.
Really?
The best part to me was the previews of next week.
Okay, yeah.
And that's because I think they're going to get married.
It looks like it.
So I was like, wow.
We can add that to the list of things you can dress as for Halloween.
The storyline, though?
It's going to mess it up.
Because that's been our storyline, these two wanting to be together.
Every show in the history of TVdom, the moment the two people get together, it's all over.
Maybe she wants it to be over. Maybe the ratings aren't much.
Well, I read that Kerry Washington and the woman who plays Quinn are working on exec producing a new series under Shondaland, under the banner, for ABC. So I don't know.
She's ready to wrap up Scandal. And that would be okay with me.
send Scandal right where we send the Carmichaels and with Rosewood.
After the Princess Diana episode. Exactly.
Just go away. Yes, it's still on.
After the Princess Diana episode.
Yeah. They keep showing little snippets of Empire in the middle of Rosewood.
People, that's a shame.
What a tactic. It's kind of skeevy.
Well, I'm ready for Scandal, though. Let them get married and just be the last season.
Right.
Well, okay. No, we got our, the Donald.
Yeah, the Donald. The debates last night. Girl.
Everybody really criticized CNBC.
Yeah, but here's the thing. These clowns, I'm sorry.
Lord, which one we calling the clown? CNBC
All
or
of them. Everybody involved is a clown. They need to just get out. I bet they all wearing big shoes right now, trying to pack into one car. But I'm just saying, all these clowns, the media is playing gotcha, and then the Republicans are trying to divert attention from some of their craptastic formulations of opinions by turning it back on the media. So it was kind
of
like...
It was too much of that to me.
Girl.
And it was unfortunate because I've enjoyed all the other Republican presidential debates. It just was too much of the media. And then at one point, Ted Cruz just defended everybody on the panel. And I was like, wow. But...
it was a bunch of, I know you are, but what am I?
Right.
I'm rubber, you're glue. What you
I mean, it was just, too contentious. And today's Dallas Morning News, Thursday's Dallas Morning News, we have a great write-up by our Gromer Jefferson, our political writer, on the debate. So check that out. It's on DallasNews.com.
Gromer's cool. We should have him on here once it gets hot and heavy because before the presidential election.
There, so he was there.
All right, Gromer, we're getting you here. But, I mean, the debates. And what they really need to be talking about, though, is this crazy man in South Carolina that body slammed that baby.
You know, he got fired.
He did get fired. And that was a nice, swift reaction.
You know, there was some more information that came out.
Yeah.
About, and thank you for that, Tommy. Tommy, ooh, wow.
Oh.
Ooh, he showed it to, ooh. The whole throwing across the floor really did it in for
him.
It
was dragging her.
He could actually have cuffed her where she was at instead of dragging her across the floor.
But even that, to me, was escalating the incident. I'm sorry. I used to be a teacher. It wasn't very long, but it runs in my blood.
It was potentially dangerous because there was other kids around. He's got this desk block. But also, I think it was New York Post or one of these papers. Mm-hmm. Apparently, she is an orphan or something, right?
Her mom died. She's in foster care.
Oh.
And she's dealing with the death of her mother, and she's in foster care.
So this
type of kid, she's acting out. And kids, teenagers, you know what they do? They test boundaries, and they test limits.
So maybe if somebody would have put her aside and said, something is going on with you. What's going on?
I am mad at the teacher, too, because the teacher is quoted as saying she didn't see anything wrong with what happened. The principal, too. Nothing wrong with what happened. I'm sorry. This is an officer. They interviewed a young girl who was there. Right. She said since the eighth grade that she has known about this officer's reputation.
And they call him
Officer Slam. Yes. I'm sorry, Mr. Man. If I'm the teacher and Officer Slam comes to my door talking about messing with one of my students, I'm like, no, I got this under control. They could be wilding out behind me. Right. But I'm stopping him. He's not coming in my classroom.
And maybe that explains the students' reaction. They were so still, and they were like they had seen this before.
Because they didn't want him to slam them.
Or maybe they were used to seeing this or something. I was like, where is the reaction? Tommy's giving us the signal. Okay. My God,
I know, right?
Our time is flying here.
I do have to say this, though. God cannot. Nobody can stop this river from flowing right here on this. I got to put this out there.
Okay.
I have seen too many people on social media and just around going, well, she deserves that for sassing. I'm sorry.
Right.
If you put your hands on my child like that, you're going to deserve the ass whipping I give you.
And this explains why I haven't seen parents on CNN outraged her parents.
Yeah, because they're
dad,
not there.
I don't know what the dad situation is.
But it bothers me that people who call themselves parents and people who call themselves educators are not necessarily siding with the officer, but saying somehow that this child deserved this treatment. Nobody deserves it. They treat prisoners better than that.
No, it was hard to watch.
It's hard.
It was really hard to watch. Anyway, He's been fired. And then they had arrested some girl that came to her defense.
Right. They're arresting her charge her with assault or something.
My God.
It's just too much. I'm going to go eat some bacon, even though they say it give me cancer. That's what they
said. What they said, bacon? Did they
and
say red
dogs.
Meat or something?
Red meat. You know what?
What can we eat?
I'm going to make me a hot dog with a hamburger cut in half and
I'm
some
sorry,
bacon.
I'm sorry, Tom laughing because Tommy's showing a big thing of bacon. And I'm hungry because I didn't have lunch.
And some bacon wrapped around it. And then I'm going to batter it and deep fry it.
Then at the fair, you crazy. At the fair, they had some bacon wraps. Hot dogs.
Look, they had fried bacon at the fair.
They have fried butter.
You're not going to tell people in Texas. I'm sorry. My grandmama ate meat every day.
What they want us to
Even
eat, tell us.
Souse and potted meat. Ate that stuff. And well, then they come up 83. With
something about salads are you a waste of your
They're
time?
They're useful. Tell us the only thing, right, the only thing you ought to use salad for is to carry water to the table. That's what they say.
Oh, man. So,
like, well, we can't eat nothing. We supposed to survive
I
on...
I told Jace, I said, go get a bottle of water for dinner.
We supposed to survive on Skittles. Survive. We're going to taste the rainbow, y'all. I'm just,
or, it is crazy.
Or these smothered turkey wings and smothered neck bones. I got to give you the recipe. I found a recipe. Girl, honey, they got smothered neck bones.
Who?
I don't know. I just read about it, and I was like, okay, I'm just going to write it out. Maybe we talk about it.
Well, I know Tommy gave us our, we got our little 10 minutes.
Right.
But I did want to say, if you have not read Naomi Martin's piece.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I can't think of her name, but she was married to the White Rock.
Right, to the man who was slain. He was hacked.
Yeah, he was slaughtered.
To death. And, oh, so Patty Stevens is her name.
Patty Stevens, and Patty Stevens had left a note for Naomi just with her information. I guess
right.
she was
make
going
sure
to
she
take
got
her
it
life.
Right.
And anyway, that was it. Naomi Martin, if you DallasNews.com.
Yeah.
Sure you can still find it.
And it just lets you know that we that journalists have a responsibility
right.
and we take it seriously.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that was just really touched Naomi. So,
I'm still thinking about some other neck bones though.
I might have neck bones. My husband hates neck bones, so he's not a big soul
you know
food
why?
Eater. He's from Virginia.
Because you got to
seafood.
Dig for the meat.
You gotta work a little bit.
It's like crabs.
But it's worth working for. And you can't know if you are no, here's a rule. Tip.
Okay.
If you are on a first date, don't order neck bones.
Don't order.
There is a matter of slurping that comes with getting that meat out.
Oh, and you had to add hot sauce and maybe some vinegar even.
If you gotta be proper,
no,
don't do it.
Don't do it.
You gotta be ready to get greasy, get dirty. Hot sauce all the place and do a bit of slurping.
And
you
do
know,
a bit,
to get that
right.
meat out of them bones.
And you better have a biscuit so you can sop up some pot
liquor. Girl, I'm going to go throw me a pot on tomorrow.
Oh,
I'm off
no.
from work. All right, girl, we better wrap
okay.
it up. Sorry, Tommy.
All right.
Bye. All right.